This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. All right with me.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
We are back, Hollywood Casino Press Box, on the all-new 590 The Fan. We have the smartest DeWitt in the family in the studio.
Ooh, well, I didn't say that in case Bill III or Bill Jr. happened to be listening. I would never say that.
He goes to John Burroughs. He's got to be bright.
Okay.
So, Will, you have a big event coming up, and Martin, I know you have some of the details on this.
Yeah, I'm going to be emceeing, and we've moved it. The DeWitts are great, obviously, Cardinal people. They also love the Blues. They love hockey, so they wisely said, let's move this till after the Cup run is over. It's going to be at the Sheldon on Wednesday, June 26th, St. Louis Sound Competition. And Will, I said he's the Don Kirshner, Frank. I'm dating myself a little bit. The great rock promoter. But Will, let's remind everybody, this is the second annual. We had a great time last summer at the Sheldon. Remind everybody how this idea sort of came together and what the night will be all about.
Right, so it's a live event. It's going to be June 26th, like you said, at the Sheldon. And it's going to be similar to America's Got Talent or American Idol, where there's going to be 10 performers, all live, St. Louis-based, performing original songs. And a live panel of judges, one being me, is going to select one winner, whether it be a band or a solo artist, and they're going to get a win a trip to Nashville to record a demo tape. And then their stuff will be sent to producers in the industry and high-ups there, too.
So not cash for the winner, but something even better, a chance for greatness.
Right, right.
And last year, just like this year, we had about 75 entries, and you guys whittle it down. So that night, there'll be 10 performances, and we're talking all genres of music?
All genres. Jazz, pop, rap, everything you think of.
What about age? Are we going to see, like, the gamut here from, like, 16 to 40, 50?
I think so, yeah. So last year we had a 15-year-old perform, and then I think we had, like, a 56-year-old perform.
Oh, you know what? I got it. Who has been telling us for years that he was once a great performer, performed on stage?
Don't spoil this event.
We got to get Charlie Tuna to compete in this event.
He says he used to perform back in the day with the powder blue tux.
Oh, this would be He's great. Taking credit for Charles Glenn now, is my understanding.
Yes.
So.
He said he started his career.
Yes.
So look, I'm doing a live shot if Tuna's doing this, all right? Because we'll lead our sportscast with this.
Do we have room, Will? Can we? Maybe he could be a celebrity visitor or something. I don't know if we have room on the stage.
I think so. I think
we'll
can
find
work
a
that
spot
in.
For him.
Yeah.
Will's thinking, now, who is Charlie Tuna? Yeah.
He's an older gentleman who claims to have been a performer kind of back in the Ike and Tina days for our older audience out there. But give me an idea again. Like, you obviously love music.
Yeah.
And this, are you watching America's Got Talent, American Idol? When did you say, you know what, we should do this version in St. Louis?
Yeah, last year I was just thinking, like, how could I give back and kind of do something that I'd have fun with and enjoy? And then I was watching America's Got Talent, and I was like, let's do something like this, but local. Not so big without Simon Cowell.
And
Will you be commenting the judges there and saying, you know, maybe you ought to think about a different profession and you really stink?
Certainly I won't be.
All right.
We have our judges, like Kevin Johnson, longtime music critic, was there last year, and we would go along each performance and kind of talk to the critics, see what they thought. And even each band or performer kind of has their own story to tell. And it's a night at the Sheldon, which I had never been until last year, which is like the coolest venue. It's St. Louis's version of the Ryman Theater. It really is, like, old school venue. It's a lot of fun, and it's got a charitable arm to this. Tell them about where the money's going.
Right. So this year we decided to go local with who we're benefiting. So we're benefiting the Heal Center for the Arts, and it's a great nonprofit organization that serves the St. Louis urban communities.
And making sure music is integrated into their world. So it's a charitable event. It's at the Sheldon. It's after we've had the Cup Parade. It's Wednesday, June 26th. By then, in case your dad's listening, the Cardinals will be in first place by like 20 games, of course. So it's going to be a great, fun night. And you can go to the Sheldon box office, thesheldon.org, or Metrotix, also offering up tickets to this event. It really is kind of fun because of the range of musicians. And I think the talent level was pretty high last year, too.
Yeah, definitely. It was.
And then the band winning gets to go to Nashville for a recording studio and a demo. And your mom is kind of immersed in the music world, correct?
Yeah, yeah. She's done a lot in the music industry with country and rap.
So let's talk a little baseball here, Will. Do you ever say to your grandfather, what are you thinking on this move? Do you ever get some real baseball?
Sometimes. I got a few friends that play baseball, so it's, hey Boo, it's you want to come down to the high school game and take a look at some people?
Very nice.
But you're also a passionate hockey family. You, right. Your dad, there last night, right?
Right, yeah.
What'd you think?
It was an electric factory in there. I love it.
What
an electric factory. I like that.
An electric factory. That sounds like a recording
I'm
studio.
Use that tonight at 5. Yeah.
An electric factory. Patented by Will DeWitt. Again, June 26th. We're looking forward to it. And I know your family obviously loves baseball. Your dad really, really loves the Blues, doesn't
yeah.
he? Does he go
not,
crazy during the game? He's a low key guy. Not more than the Cardinals, but tied for first, Tony.
Right.
Does he go nuts during the game screaming?
Yeah, he loves it.
Well, Will, thanks for coming by. I'm going to be the MC that night. And again, last year was a ton of fun. We're going to make this an annual tradition, and we'll get the word out even earlier next year. You can be an entrant and be whittled down, but we've already done that part of it. Now you'll hear the 10 best of the original 75 performing that night at the Sheldon Theater on Wednesday, June 26th. And you know what Frank always says, you know, well, those DeWitts, they could probably sign, you know, a Harper. They don't need to save all that money for all those grandkids. He spent a few of your dollars for you, just so you know.
Right. Will, I've never said that. I'm always looking out for your financial
your
future.
Best interest, yes. Will, thanks for coming by.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a break. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan.